In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You may be seated. Why do we worry? Honestly, I've given this a great deal of thought this week. What is it about our human condition that causes us to worry? And all of us, I think, know what it's like to worry. Yes, perhaps some more than others. We worry, we think, and we worry. About what, really? Our worries often keep us from sleeping at night. How many of us try to go to bed only to be hindered by the thoughts or worries that we cannot seem to shake? And as a result, our daily routine for the next day is quite often affected. We're not as sharp as we would like to be. A bit sluggish in our movement in the morning. And yes, it seems like it doesn't take much at all to set us off or to stress us out when we're already operating at a manner way less than 100%. Why? All because of the worries and the cares that have kept us up the night before. Those of you that know me well know that just as I am the chief of sinners, I'm also the king when it comes to worry. I worry about a wide scope of things: job security, health, stressing over family members' health. And you know, I even find myself stressing over trivial things, such as sporting events, where I'm going to take Danielle for a date night. And before I know it, my entire thought process is consumed by those worries, those cares. And for those of you who have and know what it's like to worry, and I'm sure that I'm talking to all of you, you know that it's not long before it starts impacting your mental and physical health. You see, stress is the fruit that worrying produces. And this type of fruit is all rotten, for it counters the fruit of the gospel. But for those of us who worry, you know that it can be a debilitating cycle. It's one that's hard to break. And really, nothing seems to break it. That is, until I read Jesus' words in this morning's gospel. You see, it's in these words that the cycle finally begins to break. As Jesus says, "And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And for raiment, why are you solicitous? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more you, O ye of little faith." It's passages in Scripture like these that I am reminded of the frailty of my faith. For it is my lack of faith that produces those insecure, worrying moments. And you know, I've heard this gospel countless times. And those times before, the power of Jesus' words, they do penetrate my heart, much as I'm sure it does yours, albeit for a little while. For a little while, I place my trust. For a little while, I place my confidence in Him. But it's not too long at all before this morning's comforting and inspiring words once again become an afterthought, and I'm once again left alone to battle those demons that conjure and heap life's worries and cares upon me once again. But if you'll notice, there's a key word there within this last statement. I said that I was once again left alone. You see, that is a lie. For I am never alone. Neither are any of you. Even if it feels like we are alone, remember how Jesus was left alone and abandoned by his disciples when the soldiers came for him. Yet, he was not alone. In fact, he foretold it in John's Gospel, chapter 16, when he said to his disciples, "Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And my friends, that is precisely the point for us here this morning. We are never alone. We are never abandoned. But like a child who has run away from home, our worrying creates the same distance from Christ. We have done the leaving when we cast aside our trust in Christ and allow the worries and cares of the world to ensnare us. No wonder we are such a broken people. No wonder so many in this world are depressed, angry, and isolated. For without the help of Christ, this world can bring mountains of pain and suffering down upon us. But upon our return, should we return and reorient our life to Christ, we find that just as the Father who welcomed the prodigal son home with open arms, so is Christ waiting in the same fashion. You see, this morning's gospel also reveals unto us the remedy to the infirmity of our worries and cares. As Jesus says, "Seek therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice." If only we woke up each day with those words as our slogan or our mission. I'm convinced that the worries of the world would soon fade into the background and never return. If we woke each day professing to seek the kingdom of God above all else and carried that thought with us throughout the entire day instead of the baggage of our worries and cares, how much healthier would we be? Indeed, we certainly would be. But that is precisely what Christ desires for us. He wants us to be well. He wants us to be whole. Not broken. No, never broken. And so, when you leave here this morning, remember that. Remember that each day you are to seek the kingdom of God first, above all other things. Take that mindset with you in all that you do. Take it with you when you go to work, or when you're doing work around the house, when you go grocery shopping, or attend a sporting event, when you're hanging out with friends, or even sitting on the couch at home watching TV and having a libation, well, for those of you that are of age, of course. But whatever it is you do, invoke that mindset of seeking Christ and His kingdom first. And I assure you that the paralysis of worry will never return to you, and the idea and the hope and the truth of inheriting a kingdom free from stress and discomfort, but possessing limitless possibility, will take its place. May Christ be praised in our efforts, and may we always be resolved to seek Him and His glorious kingdom above all else. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.